Sligo Tinker. See, I tricked you into telling the name of the tune.
Jolly Tinker.
It's good.
Jolly Tinker.
Cheers, son.
Donegal Tinker. All right, Donegal.
That was Sligo.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Did you go to that convention?
Which one?
In Maryland, the cultist?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Out of town, no. Out of town, the what?
Yeah, I was up on the Russian River jamming.
With who?
Certainly Richard Lundy was there.
Is that what part of the Russian River?
It's very close to Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it's where they would have the jazz festival, which I've gone to, you know.
In Montreal? Rio Negro?
Huh? I mean, Guerneville.
Guerneville.
Yeah, on the Russian River.
In the town of Guerneville.
No, outside the town of Guerneville. It's a short walk to Guerneville.
How was it anyway? Is an Irish trad thing going on there?
Just old time music.
All right.
But there was some Irish stuff because Richard and I and some other people play some Irish tunes. He's from the Bronx, you know.
What?
He's from the Bronx. Richard.
Richard from the Bronx, yeah.
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 Yeah. So I share some. We have some things in common from that
All right,
lifetime. Like your Uncle Johnny.
Like what?
Your Uncle Johnny.
Yeah.
I mean, I hung out with him, you know, at sessions, and he had quite a reputation.
Oh yeah.
I think I know.
And one thing you would ask him is, Johnny, what are the three great forms of music in the world?
And he'd say,
well,
the Irish traditional music, of course.
And then, well, the opera. And then there's the jazz.
You know that? You just taught me something. I didn't know that.
Right.
I didn't see any jazz records in his apartment.
Yeah, well, he's recorded, you know, and he's here.
Thank you.
Venus of Dust in the set, like those first two, and the second two, they play in such a different key. It's like, that's all right.
Did I
say
it?
Yeah, I think when I was in the play, I never did that set, and it's, oh, that's a good set.
Going, David.
Thank you. What is that? I couldn't remember that.
The last two are the Blackberry Blossom. So O'Meara's back Blackberry Blossom is Harry Bradley's Brian
Deepwater. Oh, that's right. He does sing.
And it's the same. It's
the American Blackberry Blossom.
Sorry.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But it's a totally fucking different tune.
That's cool.
And
yeah.
It's creepy once you get it under your fingers, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's this weird deja vu, like, I know that somewhere. But it's not a minor tune, it's a G tune.
That's Blackberry Blossom.
This is funny.
So another Johnny story.
It's probably one of the tunes on your own. Here's what let's play.
He would play this tune called Chorus Jig. Chorus Jig. Which I love. I love his play of this tune. And first of all, it's not a jig. It's a reel. And it's a New England tune. It's not an Irish tune. See?
Which one?
Chorus Jig.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
It's a reel, right?
It's a reel.
Yeah.
But it's called Chorus Jig.
That's fucked up.
Wait, it's also...
How's it going?
I have no idea. No, I mean, just that.
You guys, I gotta work tomorrow.
I should probably go to myself. Yeah. Right there.
That's it. That's Chorus Jig. That's it. It's like a...
Thank you.
afraid I gotta go.
Lads, thanks for having me play with you.
All right, Dana. Nice stuff. Nice stuff. Good to see you.
See you next time.
Yeah, the New England name of course, Jake, but this.
Yeah.
Chorus, and they used to play that one after the
this other New England tune.
What you got?
It's called, was recorded by Andy McGann, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like Johnny Cronin
adopted
this New England tune, and it's called the Irish American.
Yeah.
But it has another name to it.
It's a Patty O'Brien tune, I think, isn't it?
The Narrowback.
The Narrowback, yeah.
The Narrowback. It's a slur.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For a skinny guy?
For a skinny guy, for a non-worker, you know. And you were born here. You didn't have to.
Yeah. We were Narrowbacks growing up.
That's right.
My grandfather called us that. My father called us that.
Oh, really? So you're familiar with the term?
Of course, yeah. I was calling it plenty of times, yeah.
That's right.
You wouldn't think. So the size of my ass.
That's right. You could say the big ass is, or the narrow back.
Thank you.
the Irish American.
I think that's a Patty O'Brien tune.
Huh.
I think.
Well, it's on this Canterbury Country Dance album from the 70s.
Oh. Yeah. Canterbury Country Dance?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like a classic. It's a. I guess in my world, it's a classic.
Yeah. All right. We all have our own world.
That's right. It was recorded in a church.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite a.
I'll probably wait for 2024.
Josephine Keegan.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Chris Sutton.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Too much.
Oh, they're just got it. Just so, so you guys came out
together. Is it easy to go on to something else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, and you've
been the second part of it.
I wasn't. You're making me go into the other gym. Sorry.
I was just pulling the pick out.
I just can't. I keep going into the other gym when I hear that note.
Thank you.
That's the waterfall. I've never heard.
That's the waterfall. That's the waterfall by what's her name? The second part.
Sounds like a waterfall.
Married to a famous fiddle player called Sean McGuire.
I've heard the name before.
Yeah.
I actually have Sean McGuire on one of my posters at home.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was playing the fiddle.
Let's play a couple standards.
Thank you. Whoa.
Yeah, sorry. I was helping.
Yes. Okay. Curlews already played that, the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.